I thought I felt pretty good. Kind of found my two-seam a little bit later in the game, around like the fifth inning. So that was a pitch I knew I needed tonight to get a lot of those right-handers out. So glad I was able to kind of find it. Threw some good curveballs. Fastball was pretty good. Need to work on my slider command. I'm leaving that pitch a little bit up, and guys are, you know, I had a couple outs on it that were really hard hit that probably fall a lot of the time. So I've got to keep working on making sure that slider gets a little bit better.
And then you've got 10 outs on a fastball. How important is that to establish that pitch for you?
That's the most important pitch I have. You know, that's what I go after hitters with. Try and keep that down, trying to get those ground balls. You know, that everything plays off my fastball. So it's the most important pitch I got. Yeah, it was just kind of like I was trying to do too much with it, trying to overthrow it. You know, I kind of just thought a little bit more, stay behind it, and just kind of felt like it was working.
Is that given that you're going to go to that pitch when the bases are loaded and you're down 2-0 in the count?
No, nothing's given, but I felt like with the right-handers, I felt like I could get that pitch in there and could get some ground balls. So.
How big of a moment was that?
That's huge. I mean, that's a great play by Sosa. And, you know, it's not easy to turn double plays. They make it look easy, but it's really not. So every time that they do that, it's so important. And, you know, just try and give us the best chance we can to win.
Getting deeper into games the way you're starting to do, how important is that for you, going 6 in your last inning and then 7 tonight?
You know, it's important for the team to help the team win. Keep the bullpen fresh, keep the game close. You know, I'm just trying to do the best I can, and that involves if I have pitches, I want to get out to those pitches and get one more inning.
You're a starter. I know that in your career, but starting at the big league level, really just a handful of starts. What are some of the things you picked up along the way where you think you're starting to get a handle on?
I mean, probably one of the biggest things was when Hudson rehabbed with us in Springfield last year. You know, his goal was always, you know, I'm trying to get as deep in the game every time I go up there and pitch. And, you know, I've always been kind of like thought, oh, my job's, you know, put up zeros, however way to do it. And I never really got deep into games. But, you know, having him kind of talk to me and kind of reshape my mentality, helped me kind of find the zone more, trust myself. And kind of helped me be the best me I can be. So, I mean, Hudson was huge for my development when I was in the minor leagues, and I think that's probably one of the biggest things I've learned and I'm applying now.
How much easier does it get to apply that when you look around you and you've got Gold Glove caliber defense behind you here in St. Louis?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, with the double plays thing, I mean, there's a reason why Hudson and I are getting so many double plays, because we have great defense, and you know, it definitely helps with the confidence. You know, when they're making every single play, every single time, you're like, just keep doing that.